Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes, along with Sister Velvet, to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada, to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord, praise God, and the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Sid Velvet. It's such a great joy to be able to come into your homes, your automobile, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you this great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know the power of God, how that Jesus can change your life, turn your life around, make you productive men and women in society. I'll tell you, Jesus Christ will give you the rehabilitation you have been looking for. I'm talking about a change that will last forever. Praise God. There's power in the name of Jesus. That's the reason why Sister Velvet and I is in prison ministry. We go into jails and prisons. I'm telling you, our ministry reaches all across the United States and outside because we want to bring to you the power of God to let you know Jesus Christ will give you a change that you won't be the same anymore, because there's power in the name of Jesus. It's power in the blood. And to those of you that's out there in the free world, I want to let you know there's power in the blood to deliver you from the bondage of sin and make you brand new men and women and get you ready for heaven. And talking about power, we got a message this month entitled, "It's Time for God's Children to be Full of Power." And I'm talking about the power of the Holy Ghost. We have in church with the message this month. So we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into this radio station. And those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate, tune into today's broadcast on this radio station. And at the close, get ready for the prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. Amen. My beautiful companion, Sid Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Amen. It's time for church people, Christians, to be full of power, because the devil wants the church to be weak. Feel like they can't live free from sin. Amen. That's the devil. Praise God. Got you in a trap on your way to hell, because nobody can go to heaven with sin in their life. But in order for you to go to heaven, you got to get rid of sin. Praise God. Jesus Christ came into the world to save us from our sin. Praise God. And I'm telling you, the blood of Jesus will sanctify you and take sin out of you. Praise the Lord. That's right. Amen. Repentance, amen. Water baptism is a testimony that you've given up the world, that you've given up sin. The Lord will forgive you for what you've done wrong. But water baptism and repentance does not take away the old Adam nature that we inherited from Adam. It don't take it out. Oh, no, it don't. Glory to God. You can get baptized many times you want to in water. That Adam nature is still there. Glory to God. But in order for that Adam nature to come out, you got to go to Calvary and get washed in that blood. Hanamahanda, Hidamahaya. Glory to God. Let Jesus Christ breathe in your soul and sanctify you holy. Glory to God. I'm telling you, amen. I'm telling you, Jesus Christ will do the part we can't do. Amen. I'm telling you, sanctify you holy. Glory to God. I'm telling you, praise our God. Get you ready for heaven. Glory to God. Amen. The blood of Jesus will write your name on heaven's roll. Glory to God. Put joy in your soul. Put peace in your mind. Cause you to be happy. Cause you to shout the victory. Praise God. You can feel the power of God just moving in your soul. Cause Jesus Christ will be walking and talking in you. You can live holy from Monday through Friday, all day long, all night long. Saturday and Sunday, all day long, all night long. Call Jesus. I said Jesus that lives in your soul. Praise God. I'm telling you. And I'm putting on radio, because Preachers don't preach it because they don't have it. Praise God. If you're not sanctified through the blood, you're not ready for heaven. Glory to God. You can't get the Holy Ghost that fell on the day of Pentecost until you get washed in their blood, get sanctified holy, and receive the Holy Ghost in you. Hanamahanda, Hinamahaya, because the Holy Ghost comes in a clean vessel. Glory to God. There's a lot of people acting like they got the Holy Ghost. But if they sinning doing wrong, they ain't nothing but liars. Hanamahanda, Hinamahaya, Shanda, Hinamasidamakaya. Glory to God. Because when the Holy Ghost come in you, you're going to be holy. You're going to live holy. You're going to live free from sin. Glory to God. Because the Holy Ghost dwells in a clean vessel. Glory to God. People are talking about they got the Holy Ghost and then sin and doing wrong. They ain't doing nothing but telling lies. Hanamahanda, Hilamahaya, Handa, Hilamasinamataya. And I'm putting on radio so people can know it. Glory to God. Because ain't nobody got the precious gift of the Holy Ghost and then sinning too. Praise our God. I'm telling you, because the Holy Ghost don't dwell in no sinner. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So, Velvet, let's go to Acts 1 and 8. Because, people, we need the power. Glory to God. Power to be able to crush Satan under your feet. Cast out devils. Glory to God. I'm telling you, put that devil where he belongs. Glory to God. I'm telling you, be on fire for God. Glory to God. What did the Bible say, Sister
Velvet? Acts 1 and 8. But you shall receive power. And that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witness unto me both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in all Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth.
Now Jesus said, and ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me to let the world know you can come out of sin. Glory to God. God's witness will tell the world you don't have to be drinking. You don't have to steal. You don't have to be falling down, getting back up, and saying them weak testimonies, them weak song. We fall down, get back up. We fall down, get back up. A saint ain't nothing but a sinner that fell down, get back up. That devil is a liar. Hanamahanda, Hinamahaya. When you get that power, you'll sing a song of victory. Say, I got victory over sin. I got victory over sin. Shouting victory over sin. Holy Ghost feel victory over sin. Because the blood of Jesus done washed me and cleaned me up. And now I'm free. I'm clean. I'm pure. I got the Holy Ghost in my soul. And the Holy Ghost got me. Hanamahanda, Hinamahaya. Shanda, Hinamasinamataya. Yeah, glory to God. You got that power to be a witness to the world. The world can look at you and see there's a change in your life. You don't talk like they talk. You don't be laughing at no dirty jokes like they do. You don't be cracking dirty jokes like they do and be telling lies like they do. You don't be, amen, lusting after the flesh like they do. You don't be stealing and doing and, amen, taking things that don't belong to you. But instead, you be an example. Let your light shine. Let people know that you got Jesus. You don't fornicate. You don't commit adultery. You don't be, amen, shacking up. Praise our God. I'm telling you, you'll love your husband in a marriage. You won't be committing adultery. You don't be cheating on your husband. Amen. You saved, sanctified men will love your wife and be faithful to her. You don't be cheating on your wife, committing adultery. Glory to God. I'm telling you, get that power in your soul. You'll be a witness. Let people know I'm a changed individual. Jesus Christ done made the change in my life. I don't steal the church money. Hanamahanda, I don't be no child molester because the Lord saved me. I'm telling you, those of you that's incarcerated, the Lord will put that power in your soul. You won't be the weak. You just can't make it. So many Christians feel like they just can't make it. It's a hard old way. The reason why it's hard is because you've been transgressing. The way of the transgressor is hard. But I'm telling you, you get Jesus. Amen. Get washed in their blood. Get sanctified. You'll find that Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. It's easy to live right when you're sanctified. It's easy to live holy when you're sanctified. Hanamahanda, Hinamahaya. Glory to God. You get it so you can live right. People can't talk. You can't live free from sin. That's because they're not saved. They're not sanctified. That's why. Hanamahanda, Hidomahaya. Because when you get sanctified, it's easy to live right. It's easy because you got the man on the inside. You got Jesus. He lives in you. He walks in you. He talks in you. And it's no more I, but it's Christ that lives in my soul. Hanamahanda, Hidomahaya, Shanda, Hidomahaya. You got that power. It's time for church people to put that devil on your feet. Stop letting that devil have you in a corner, have you in prison, and feel like you free, feel like you got to live in sin. I'm telling you, amen, on your way to hell, thinking you going to heaven. It's time out for that mess. Cause it's time to get free. It's time to get delivered. It's time to get sanctified. Because Jesus coming back for a holy people. When they got victory over sin. When they got defeat over the devil's neck. Glory to God. I'm telling you, amen, it's time for that, amen, a holy church. Glory to God. Let's get ready for the prayer of faith, Sylvia. Because I'm telling you, I'm full of power. Hanamahanda, Hidomahaya. Just lay your hands on the radio as a point of contact as we pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the word. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, you forgive me of my sin. Lord, I'll live right. Lord, I want you to blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgetfulness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Sanctify them holy. Put that joy in their soul. Put that peace in their mind. Lord, I want you to baptize believers and fill them. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick. Lord, amen, glory to God. Go into them jails and prisons. Let revival break out in there. Let the power of God go in there. Glory to God. Lord, go into these churches. Let revival break out in there. And folks may get happy. Glory to God. Lord, do these things. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up, say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Sir Velvet.
Praise him, praise him, praise him, hallelujah. Let's keep on thinking and keep on praising it. And it's all so if you need it, the Lord God got it. He got everything that you need. No matter what is going on with your life, the Lord can work it out. He can deliver you from anything. The song says, if he has to reach way down, Jesus will lift you up. So we talk, believe that and keep on thinking and keep on praising God for your deliverance, for your victory. Because nothing is too hard for God to do. We invite you, the prisoners, to write our ministry. We have free material, Bibles, Bible correspondent course, other life-changing materials free to all prisoners. Write our ministry, and we will be more than willing to respond back to you. Also, we need to look at on our website. Also, it's back up to be able to inspirational information, and you will be blessed. Those are in the free world, we want to thank you for your support of our ministry. Continue to support us and continue to pray for us, and we will pray for you. And remember, most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. May God bless you.
We sure do love you and pray for Seville, our due ministry, to go into the jails and prisons. We will pray for you. Praise God. Our ministry is a great ministry. We enjoy preaching the word of God, even to those of you that's out there in the free world. We love you as well. And to those that's incarcerated, we love you too. To next broadcast, this chapter, William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, said Velvet, saying that,
if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heavenbound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.